Blog Talk Radio.
This week's worth of GH. As always, I've got my lovely and talented a co-host Emily with me. So let's get to it. Hey, Em, how are you?
Cold. I'm in my bed, everyone, and it's wonderful because as soon as the show is over, Emily's gonna hit the sleeping thing and probably not wake up for a while.
Probably not. That's funny.
Okay. Literally, I only went to school 3 days this week, and I'm so exhausted. It's been the longest week ever. We didn't have school Monday. I didn't go to school yesterday because it was 3 degrees, and homegirl was not going to school. Okay, it's been the longest week ever, and I don't know why it feels like that, but it does. And I was going to film some of my amazing daily life for you guys today and put it on our blog channel, but I forgot. And then, like, after I remembered it was too late, and I was like, nobody cares now. Emily's already got her hair and makeup done, and she's dressed, and she's already halfway through the day. No one cares. It's not the same when you don't show the whole day. But Cody's going to vlog himself playing guitar for you guys. He's going to vlog his little guitar session. Right, Cody?
Maybe. What do you think about this week's GH?
I thought it was amazing, as always.
As always.
Okay, not to alarm anyone. There's a strange unidentified object in my room. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that before. I think it's an animal. No, it's not. Okay, anyway, sorry. Okay, GH was so good. Like, can we just take a moment? Because, first of all, guys, I don't know if you caught it or not, but today's set of Luke and Bobby's house is the same set as Carly's old house. And also, the basement set is the same set as the basement of the house in Pennsylvania or wherever it was that Holly and Luke went and found Omerick and Laura. I know, I just crushed everyone's image. You'll live.
Oh, well.
We'll all live.
What were some of your favorite moments from this week?
Well, this was last week. Well, we're going to include New Year's because it hasn't been that long.
Right, exactly.
I liked the montage on New Year's of all the couples, like, kissing.
That was pretty
so
cool.
And can we just, guys, we have to talk about the fact that Finola Hughes and that guy, what's his name, Rob something. Oh, my Lord. Can we talk about the chemistry for a second? Like, can we talk about it? To quote Kelly Monaco, it's chemistry. Talk about it. Yeah. It's for real. Like, oh, my goodness. I was, like, so into it. And, like, this is coming from a Robert and Anna shipper. That's, like, a secret. People don't really know that I ship them. People think I'm a Doogie Nana fan. I don't know why. But, anyway. Coming from me, that's a lot because I'm a super couple fan. So, the fact that I was like, let's get it on right now was a lot for me. Like, that was, they're off the chain, and he's been recast, which upsets me. But they found her, like, an older man to play that guy. So, I'm thinking she's going to hook up with him. But I think they wanted someone her age. So, it wasn't like, that makes her sound old, because that guy's not that much younger than her. But
right.
I guess they didn't want her to be a cougar. It's not the same with another actor, though.
Exactly. And speaking of when you said, let's get it on, I thought...
Maxie and Nathan?
No.
What are you going to say? Really?
I thought that would be a perfect song to play for that montage of Julian and all them.
Oh, that was great.
A perfect song to play for that montage. But
can we take a moment for that? Like, can we talk about the montage? Can we talk about the fact?
Can we just talk about that for a second?
Yeah, okay, guys. Ned bit Olivia. Like, he bit her neck. Oh, my God. Okay, I was watching it, and I was like, he just bit her. What? He bit her. Okay, it got steamy up in that dream. Why is it that their sex dreams are, like, hotter than their actual sex lives? I don't understand that. Like, I've never seen a couple in General Hospital be, like, going at it and he bites her. Like, I've never seen that. But Olivia, was it his dream? I think it was his dream, not hers.
I think it was his.
The men,
yeah.
The men were dreaming. It was his dream. He bit her. Oh, my goodness. I can't fathom this. So Ned likes it rough, everyone.
Apparently he does.
Ned's into that, which I was like, wow, that was... And then I changed to Kathy. Kathy's at work. She hasn't seen it yet. I was like, Kathy, not to spoil anything, but you remember that promo? She's like, yeah. I'm like, he bit her. He effing bit her. He bit her neck. I'm not even joking with you. Like, it happened. And she's like, OMG, that's really hot, in all caps. I was like, I know. Hello, I'm over here about to hold myself down because can't handle the heat on this episode. Like, everybody
and I promise
getting it on.
Several times this week, I would text M. I'd be like, I'm about to tell the fire department on you, M.
Yeah, he's like, do I need to call the fire department? Like, no, you need to not. Dude, okay,
not.
Megan walked in during that montage, whatever, and she's like, I was going to ask what they're doing on DH today, but it's clear that they're all just doing each other.
That's funny. Well,
it was great. Okay, like, the New Year's thing was, this was a great New Year's. Like, I remember, okay, the first New Year, I don't remember last New Year's. It must have not been eventful because I don't really remember it. But the New Year's before that, I remember, like, that was when Todd and Carly hooked up. That was, like, the first, I don't even watch in a few months, and I didn't understand the significance of that. And who else hooked up? Somebody else really good. Oh, Star and Michael. I liked them. I don't like Michael and Kiki, but I liked Star and Michael. They hooked up. And that was when they had that super weird, awkward holiday party at Funny's house.
I know.
With Connie / Kate. Good time.
Yep.
That was a good New Year's. I don't remember last New Year's at all. I can't even think of one thing that happened.
Can we talk about the Maxie Nathan?
Yes, we can. I was waiting for that.
Their wires crossed on New Year's. That was kind of hilarious.
Can we talk about the fact that Nathan cooked in nothing but his underwear and an apron, guys? Because we all saw it. Okay?
I have no comment.
We all saw it. He was wearing nothing but an apron and his underwear, and I'm totally and completely fine with that. Any day of the week that Ryan Pavey wants to take his clothes off, don't care. Won't bother me a bit, ever.
You bet.
Also, it really does not bother, like, it doesn't bother me if Wally first takes his shirt off either, because, hey, guess what? He's hot, too. However, we all know I'm devoted to Prince Caspian, so whatever. But
exactly.
Like, I don't care. If you're on that show, I don't care if you strip, if you're in a mental hospital, because if you're a male, I mean, you know, I'm not into women. They can take theirs off, too. I don't care. The men, you're all hot. So you can all just strip any day you want, and I'm totally okay with it. Never going to complain about a man on my television not wearing clothes. Like, see, okay, people on Twitter are like, can we get some clothes on these men? Like, no, why would you say that? Why? Like, I don't understand. Why do you want them to all put shirts on? Like, eventually they do. They just start off with their shirt off, and then they're getting dressed. I don't mind that, but people on Twitter seem to. Stupid people.
Hey,
don't complain. Don't complain to Ron Corlavati because people don't have their shirts on. Like, please don't.
Hey, let's do, for the first time this year, our a prime performer of the week.
You can go first because, yeah, you go first.
Always put me on the
so
spot.
I
see how it is.
I have two. You always put me on the spot. It's not like it's a shock. Like, okay, can we talk about the fact that when we have interviews, Cody will say, okay, I'm going to lead this interview. And here's how it goes. Cody reads the intro, and then he says, so, Emily, do you have any questions? No, because it's your job today. Like, Emily's just here with backup questions in case Cody falls down on the job, which he wouldn't. But if he did, I'm here to back him up. But he throws it to me immediately, and I'm like, excuse me. I know, but to throw it to me immediately, and now you want to complain because I put you on the spot, really? You want to go there?
Not really with you. Not really.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, prime performer, you go first.
My prime performer of the week, I don't really have one because, and I know that's a cop out.
That is so such a cop out. You do that so much. I don't have.
I know it's a cop out. I know.
The cast was amazing. I'll name names. So.
Mm-hmm. But
okay, why don't you have
if
one?
I had to
Cody,
pick
go
one.
Ahead and explain it.
What?
I said, why don't you have one? Like, why can't you pick?
I can't. They were, with the exception of a couple, they were all pretty incredible this week.
That's true. With the exception of a few that we don't like. But they don't count.
But anyway,
not that we don't like actors. Well, we don't like some actors because sometimes some actors just don't do it for us. But we really don't like some characters. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Right. But anyway. How about yourself? What was your a prime performer of the week?
Oh, okay. I have a few because I feel like I have to have more than one. Okay, Tony Geary because he's playing 5,000 characters.
At once, exactly.
At once. Brian Craig, because of the baby scene with Sunny. You know, that was cute. And, like,
that was
I want,
great.
Like, okay, just, like, honorable mention to Laura Wright and Billy Miller for being adorable. Because I feel like I love their little, they have such, like, this great chemistry between them, like, this, like, friendship thing happening. Like, I just love that she found her, like, a best friend who she's going to screw eventually, but that's okay.
Right.
Just everyone. But I love that she's found, like, Jake, whatever the hell he is. I don't know, Jason, Jake, whoever, whatever.
I stopped
like
calling Jake.
Him. Whoever the
he's
hell
Jason
he is. Jason, I stopped
calling Jake.
Yeah, Jason. Well, they have, but with Carly at work, like, I didn't see any chemistry between him and Sam. Just my opinion. Don't come at me, guys. I don't care. But with him and Carly, it feels the exact same as Jason and Carly always did, except he doesn't feel as, like, distant. Like, you know how Jason used to be kind of distant from her,
no,
and he would kind of act like she was being melodramatic, you know?
And as
she'd be like, Jason,
as,
such and such is happening, and then he'd be like, oh, Carly, whatever. Like, I felt like he didn't care.
You know, and that's like today when she was describing all of his qualities or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, Carly, you're describing Jason to a T, honey.
Yeah, he makes a better Jason for Carly than, like,
mm-hmm.
Steve Burton's Jason. But I don't think he makes a better Jason for Sam than Steve
overall.
Burton. Does that make sense? Yeah, overall,
right.
He makes a better Jason for Carly, but I don't think he makes a better Jason for Sam.
Yeah, I know. Because
I felt nothing with them at all.
I'm kind of not, you know, and this is bad for me to say, and I know I'm probably going to take flack for it, but I'm not feeling the chemistry with Jason and Sam much anymore.
They have, okay, and that scene, remember when he, like, first woke up or whatever, and, like, Danny ran in his room? And everybody was like, OMG, Jason and Sam in the same room. I felt nothing. I had no feelings
Mm-mm.
towards that at all. However,
now,
Jason and Carly in the same room,
that's
I was
not
like,
too,
oh, my goodness.
That's not to, that's not a discounting of Billy Miller at all, because I think
no,
Billy
not
Miller,
at all.
I think Billy Miller is a fine actor.
Yeah, and I really love his scenes with Carly. I just don't see it with
yeah.
Sam, but she's with Patrick
exactly.
anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Can we take a moment for the... Can we... Okay, I need to address something really quick. Guys, I don't care if you like it or not on Twitter. You can get over it. Everyone on Twitter with their Silas and Sam thing can get over it. Oh, my Lord in heaven. It's not going to happen. They have so many potential matches for her that people don't hate. You need to move on with your lives and go watch some reruns of Port Charles because it's not happening. Guess what? They had chemistry 12 years ago. They don't have chemistry anymore, in my opinion. Just my opinion. Actually, it's more like 15 years now. Wow, it's been a long time since Port Charles, guys. It's been a long time. Go watch some reruns on your Netflix or whatever and just get out of the fantasy of it. Guess what? I have my little Luke and Laura fantasy reunion in my head, guys, but it's so different. It's so different because it's Luke and Laura.
I'm staying out of this one.
And all, yeah. Also, okay. Everyone talks about how great Silas is as a character, and I'm not discounting Michael Easton, whatever. If you love Michael Easton, love Michael Easton. It's not that I don't like him. I'm just not, like, an obsessive fan. I don't have a feeling towards him either way. But Silas is not that great. He's really boring to me, in my opinion. And also, guys, he hasn't been on. Like, except for, like, once or twice recently. Because without Sam, he doesn't really have anything to do. No pun intended. But anyways, my point is, guys, get over it. It's not happening, okay? Like, people, I get over when my ships break up. Like, everybody needs to get over Nicholas and Elizabeth because I'm pretty sure she's going to end up with a ring on her finger and it's not going to be Nicholas's. Everybody needs to get over Silas and Sam because God knows that's not happening, and I hope it's not. I don't think it will. She's got men lining up for her. Like, I'm not expecting that. And just move on with your lives, everyone. I guess that's
I
the moral of the PSA, is move on with your lives.
I just thought of something. I do have a couple of prime performers.
Thank goodness. You don't get to cop out.
I'm not copping out this time. Simply because of their scenes the other day, Brendan Barash and Amy Rylan.
Preach. Johnny and Lulu forever.
Did you say the chemistry between those two?
Yes. Okay. Honestly, I didn't like him. Yes, I didn't like him when it was Julie Berman, but I like him with Amy Ryland. But I like Julie Berman with Dom, whatever his last name is. That Zampro? No, I don't know how to say it. That's how you say it.
Dom Zampronia. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked them together, but I don't like Amy Ryland with Dom, and I don't like Julie Berman with Johnny. So I guess it works out because guess what? Julie's Lulu was great with Dante, and Emmy's Lulu is great with Johnny, so I think that should happen. And
no.
I'm not saying, let's have an affair, but I'm saying Dante's been on the show
exactly.
for, like, 7 years, and he's been with the same woman ever since. Time to mix it up.
I gotta put this out there right now. Whether it was Julie Berman or Emmy Ryland, I'm loving the Maxie-Lulu friendship, and I'm so glad that...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm so glad they brought them back together as friends. I'm so glad.
Me too. And not to, like, discount Amy Ryland, because I do like her as Lulu.
Right, exactly.
I miss Julie as Lulu at some
point. I'm a big Amy Ryland fan.
I miss Julie as Lulu as Dante's wife. Like, I miss that Lulu. And, she was a totally different side of Lulu, you know, and I miss that Lulu.
She was a wilder Lulu, if it makes any sense.
Yeah, she was definitely, like, a younger, wilder version, but I would love to have seen her play, like, the part of a parent, like, as, you know, Rocco. Oh, my God, I can't believe they named her child that mother.
I know.
And because Emmy Ryland is so maternal because she has, like, 5,000 children. So, and I say 5,000, but I really mean, like, 3, and they're all little boys, so basically 5 million.
Virtually.
Emmy already has a parental thing, and I feel like Julie Lulu would have been different if she'd have played it, you know, as a parent.
That maternal kind of thing. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I would have liked to see her play
that,
but it's not going to happen, I guess. But I do like Emmy Ryland and Brandon Marash's chemistry, and all I'm saying is if Lulu wants to slip a little bit, that's fine. Just don't tell Dante.
A roll in the hay, that's fine with me.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I mean, I'm not saying it's okay to cheat on your spouse, guys, but, you know, in this case.
Right, just a little something on the side,
it's
fine with me.
I feel like I'm hypocritical because I said I hate Nicholas and Elizabeth because they were, like, cheating.
Because of that, yeah.
But I do hate them because of that, because I hate that she cheated on Lucky, because she's been with Lucky since she was, like, 14, and it's terrible that she did that to him. That made me mad.
I agree.
With his brother. Come on, with his brother. Oh, my Lord. By the
I'm like,
the fact that there was, like, a
really?
Reunion of Johnny's past lovers the other day. Like,
that was cool.
Carly and Olivia and Emmy.
Olivia.
Not Emmy. Lulu.
Lulu.
They're all in one room, and I'm like, hey, look, it's everybody Johnny's group. Because it is. I was laughing.
That was interesting.
And it was funny. Like, I feel like everybody that runs into Carly these days has slept with her. So I'm like, oh, I forgot. You slept with him.
You slept with Carly, yeah,
but
exactly.
But that was funny. He had Lulu, who's like 30, and then he had like Lulu's mother-in-law and her aunt. So he does whatever he does. I don't really know what he's into, but apparently he's into a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, can we talk about that New Year's Eve kiss between Carly and Jay? Because I was into that.
That was cool. That was pretty awesome.
That was great. Okay,
you
let's
know,
talk about the fact that she just grabbed him and was like, okay, let's make out.
You know, I will tell you this. Heads will roll. When Port Charles found out he's Jason.
I can't. Okay, everybody's excited because, like, Sam's going to have Jason back. I'm not. I'm excited Carly's going to have Jason back. That's a misrepresented opinion, but this is how I feel.
But whatever.
I don't care if people agree with me, because if they do, I'm not doing it right. Ken, also, okay, Maxie and Nathan, wow.
Yeah, just wow.
That was a lot. Okay, Kirsten tweeted that she was so nervous that she wasn't going to be in shape. Like, can we talk about her? Because she looked phenomenal.
Kirsten not being in shape I don't know what it's like. It's just not fathomable.
You can't even think of an analogy. Like, I know, like, Kirsten was worried she had a baby or whatever. She's like, I was so nervous about those scenes. Like, shut up. You look flawless.
You look great.
You weigh, like, 90 pounds, honey.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Kirsten,
she looked incredible. I was like, damn, girl, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was like, what?
My mind was so blown,
screen?
I couldn't even come up with an analogy for that. My mind was so blown.
I know. His mind was blown by Kirsten Storms, basically naked. That doesn't surprise me. So my dad was like, wow, she lost some weight. She used to be fat. I was like, she was pregnant, moron. Because, like, he doesn't really pay attention, but, like, when he saw her last, like, when he really paid attention to the women, or I guess, I don't know, she was pregnant. And he's like, wow, she lost a lot of weight. Like, yeah, she had a baby.
Yeah.
Because I remember one time that he, like, last New Year's, he was like, wow, she's really, really fat. I'm like, she's pregnant. She's, like, 8 months pregnant. She's about to have a baby. Like, deliver
exactly.
a baby, Dad. She's not
exactly.
fat. She's pregnant. There's a difference.
She's pregnant, exactly.
But that's so funny. The way they tried to hide it. Can we talk about Lisa Lissicero being pregnant? Because it's adorable. Oh,
it is
I
adorable.
Love her little baby bump. Oh, my goodness, Lisa, you're adorable. At first, I thought they were going to try and hide it. Now I think it's going to be, like, Julian's baby, which is another baby. Yay.
I think it'll be
I think it'll be... Do you think it'll be written in or not?
According to Lisa, she has no idea at this point, according to Lisa. So,
well,
I have no
would
idea.
She really tell us if she did? I don't think so.
True. But,
can we talk about that scene between Carly and Olivia where she's like, no, you didn't. You did? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you did, Julian.
No, you didn't? Oh, my God, you did? Yeah.
I know. That scene was great. I was like, Carly, don't
That was
funny.
A great scene. It really was. You know, I've been saying this lately, and I'm kind of digging the stuff they're giving Laura Wright right now.
Right? Do you see why she's my favorite? Because
I'm kind of digging the stuff
that
they're giving her right now.
She does some
but,
great stuff recently.
I really dread saying this because I'm a Sonny fan, but get Carly away from Sonny and she shines.
Yeah, I know, but I like them together.
Yeah, but
it's
I don't tell you what I'm just saying.
It's like you're a car friendshipper, but you also like her. Like, I like her when she's not in a relationship, but like if she's
right.
in a relationship, I want it to be with Sonny.
Well, yeah.
Like,
well,
I mean, that's just my end game for her. Or Jax. I liked her with Jax.
That's probably because, now, I did like her with Jax, so we'll say that. I did like her with Jax.
Who doesn't?
But,
I liked her with Jax.
I grew up on the Sonny Carly relationship. So that's really, you know.
I just love them because their chemistries are, like oh my goodness, it's off the chain. Like, wow.
I've been watching
GH
now for probably about 12 years, and I've grown up on the, like I said,
yeah.
on the Sonny Carly relationship, so that's kind of,
I love them together
my
so
OTP,
much.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, your OTP. My OTP is Luke and Laura, and I didn't even grow up on that. I just freaking love them. Luke and Laura are my
right,
OTP
exactly.
forever, guys. Like, can we talk about Luke and Laura? Because they're perfect. No. Carly and Sonny, okay, I love her with Sonny, but it pisses me off that he's being a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't...
He's being a jerk right now, I will say that.
Like, he's not trying to be a jerk, he's trying to, like, do the best thing possible, but it's coming off jerky. I ship, like, every Sonny pairing, okay? Who does he not have chemistry with? Thank you, Maurice Bernard, for being perfect. He literally, like, okay, I like Sonny and Olivia, I did like
Sonny
and Olivia.
I'll tell you one pairing that I didn't like them, but...
Sonny and Emily, because I didn't like them.
That creeped me out.
Isn't that creepy? It's gross. It's like
that
her
creeped
father.
Me out.
No offense. No offense, Mom,
oh,
but that was gross.
Really? That really creeped me out. I was like...
Props to Natalia Livingston for that.
Yeah, I was like, can we just end this now?
No hate on Mo, because Mo is an attractive man, but she went from Nicholas to Sonny. Let that sink in, everyone. That sink in.
Yeah. During that entire storyline, I was like, can
that
we just
gross.
End this now, please? Please just end this now.
Do you remember that scene where the women are at the bar and they're, like, doing shots? And Emily was like, yeah, so Sonny and I were making out, and I asked him to bang me. And I was like, why would
you remember,
say that?
Why
does that have to be on this show?
Do you remember a ladies' night they all used to have? It was,
yes.
It was Robin, Emily, that old Dr. Achille Lee, it was Lainey.
Wasn't Maya there, too?
at times, but they used to have fantasies about the Port Charles man.
Yeah, that was great. That's me with my Port Charles man fantasy. No, not really. No, I ship all of Sunny's parents except for Emily. Like, okay, I love Sunny and, well, I hate Brenda because I think she's a bitch, but I like Sunny and Brenda. I liked Sunny and Olivia until he had to go and screw around on her, which made me mad because she deserves so much better than that. Carly really doesn't, so it's like if he cheats on Carly, whatever, because Carly doesn't deserve better than that because I feel like she does that, so it's okay. But he wouldn't cheat on Carly because like, Carly's his, like, his rock, you know? Okay, I like him, and I like Sunny and Lily. Like, it's unpopular, but Sunny and Lily, guys, come on, he loved her. Everyone's like, no, he married Lily for, like, the mom, whatever. No, he married Lily because he loved
her. For mob relations, but he didn't.
Yeah, he loved Lily. Come on, Lily was his, like, his first true love. Oh,
they were going to have a kid together for crying out loud.
I know, and then she blew up, and he was so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Only on a soap can you say that. Like, only talking about General Hospital trying to be like, yeah, and then she blew up.
And then she blew up, exactly.
They were so excited. They were having a baby. And he liked a leg. I didn't like Sunny and Alexis just because I was like, ew. They have chemistry, but it was like, eh.
Yeah, but that pairing was just, you know.
It was weird.
That's like the only.
I don't
two
like
pairings of
Sunny's
I didn't like.
Yeah, Emily and Alexis. I don't like those two. I do not like Alexis's pairings. Like, most of them I don't like. I really just, like, I feel like she has poor taste in men. I don't like her with Sunny. I really don't like Alexis and Rick that much. I like Rick with Elizabeth. She's the only, like, Elizabeth belongs with either Rick. Well, she belongs with Rick now, but, like, back in the day, it was like, oh, fucking Elizabeth, I'm all about that.
Right.
But I don't like, any, like, I don't really like Ned and Alexis. I just think that they're, like, a sweet pairing, but they don't really have that chemistry there. I like her with Julie, and he's, like, the only guy I've ever, like, hardcore shipped Alexis with.
You know, back in the day, I was a big Lucky and Liz fan too. Back in the day,
who wasn't? Come on, like
seriously,
they were adorable.
They were kind of adorable.
Okay, like, oh my goodness, they were so precious. Remember when everyone thought that Lucky died, and Elizabeth had it? Like Laura told Elizabeth, that was so sad. Oh my goodness, so sad when Laura told Elizabeth that Lucky died. I was like, stop telling her that. That's not true. He's not dead.
Like,
and then
stop
Laura
it,
was
Dad,
really
it,
mad
stop.
At Luke, and she kicked Luke out because he was gone for, like, because he got Lucky shot. And then, like, a year later, Luke shows up, and he's like, Lucky's alive. I saw him. And they have this really amazing, joyous scene, and then they tell Elizabeth, oh, great. That was good TV. My grandma
really
the other day, my grandma doesn't watch General Hospital, but she knows General Hospital because of me. And the other day, and she used to watch it back in the day. The other day, she was on with me, and I was talking about it, and she's like, so I guess Laura's not ever coming back. I'm like, don't start. Not today.
Don't start with me, Grandma.
Don't start with me, Graham. Not today. I can't do it today.
No.
Seriously, what's up
today,
with everyone?
Don't start with me.
Oh, guys, we're going to take a 5 for days of our lives for just a moment, because most of you, if you watch General Hospital, you probably watch it. If you follow Stephen Nichols on Twitter, I'm pretty sure you've crapped your pants, like, 3 days in a row, because Stephen Nichols keeps tweeting pictures of his Days of Our Lives. Crap. I don't want to, not crap in a negatory way, just crap in a collective pile of junk way. Okay. I think Stephen Nichols is going back to Days of Our Lives, and if that's true, guys, I will jump on the bandwagon. As we all know, Stephen Nichols means Stephen Kayla, because Kayla doesn't, okay, literally, Cody don't even judge, because Kayla has not had another man. Basically, like, she has not been in another serious relationship since Steve. Like, she married Steve. Steve died, air quotes that you can't see. She, like, had, a moment with some guy. I think it was Shane, actually. She had, like, a little short-term deal with him. Didn't work out. She had no one else for all those years. Recently, she dated some guy, and now she... But it didn't really go. So they had a couple dates, and now she's, like, trying to work on, like, eHarmony or something.
Steve
and Kayla belong together. She didn't want anyone else.
You know, I don't watch Days, but it's simply because it comes on in the same time slot as our beloved GH. That's the only reason I don't watch it. But if I ever do, it will be because of two people, Jen Lilly and Mary Beth Evans.
Preach, Mary Beth. She's my rule. I love Mary Beth Evans. And, like, as much as you love Mary Beth Evans, I don't know how you're resisting Sam and Kayla. Like, I don't understand. Because it's amazing.
But, how she caught my eye was on the bay. That's how Mary Beth caught my eye.
Mary Beth's amazing.
You know.
Like, let's talk about the fact that she is just incredible.
You know, and I'll never forget when we had her on the show. I'll never forget that.
Can we take a moment for that? Because it still hasn't sunk in for Emily, everyone. Here's the thing.
You know,
when Mary Beth Evans came on the show, guys. Oh, go ahead.
I do remember when I texted you and told you
that
we were going to have a Mary Beth on. You freaked out on me. I think you called me, too.
We were, like, screaming together. It was awesome. No, honestly, okay, Mary Beth Evans is a big deal, guys. I wasn't that
big
of a fan of her when she came on just because I didn't know, like, her except for the Bay. You know, I didn't really know her. So it wasn't like I was a fan, but I wasn't not a fan. But she's a big deal. So I was, like, so excited that she's coming on. And then after she came on, I loved her so much because she was just amazing. And then I started watching Steve and Kayla because I told her I was going to. And, like, if you tell the queen you're going to do something, you have to do it. And so I started watching Steve and Kayla. And, oh, my goodness, I understand the hype, guys. Everybody, okay, I always feel like couples don't live up to the hype. Like, no offense to anyone out there, but Duke and Anna, you guys are so hyped over Duke and Anna. And I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it. And they bored me. Like, I don't understand the hype behind that couple. I really don't. I understand the Luke and Laura hype because it's Luke and Laura. I understand the Robert and Anna fans, but not really because most Robert and Anna fans are crazy. Robert
and
Holly, I liked for a minute, but then it fizzled out for me. So it's
and
like,
that reminds me. If I haven't done it already, I need to give a shout out to a friend of ours for helping us get Mary Beth on the show back in June.
Oh, I think we've done this so many times. We cannot say thank you enough times to Mandy.
Absolutely, we can't. We can't.
Absolutely not. She's amazing. We love you, Mandy.
Yes,
XOXO. No, what I was saying is, like, couples that, for me, like, don't live up to the hype. Steve and Kayla lived up to the hype and so much more. Like, Days of Our Lives is doing it right back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
With the super couples, Beau and Hope, oh, my Lord. There's not enough Beau and Hope hype because I'm all about that. It could be the fact that I, like, relate to her because she was, like, 18. And then we got Beau, who's, like, 30, and he's, like, I have a motorcycle. And I was like, oh, yeah, you do. Let's date. Like, for some reason, they have so much appeal.
Of course you have a motorcycle.
Yeah, of course you have a motorcycle. Of course you're hot. Why wouldn't you be? But it's like Days of Our Lives couples totally live up to the hype. Steve and Kayla live up to the hype and so much more, if that's even possible, because the hype is crazy. Mary Beth Evans is amazing. Stephen Nichols is amazing. First of all, Mary Beth Evans was adorable in 1985. Can we talk about that first? She was so cute. Mary Beth Evans was adorable. I mean, she's still adorable, but now she's like my mom's age, and kind of weird for me to say that, but back in the day, oh, they were so adorable. Like, just as humans, like, and Christian Alfonso was so cute in the 80s, okay? They were all so cute. They were like little kids to me because they're so young then.
Little kids.
No, it's just what it seems like. It's like they were kids because now they're older. I mean, they're not old, but they're so much older now. They're like little kids to me back then, and I'm like, look how, like, adorable. And, like, okay, Mary Beth, we love you so much. And we love the fact that, okay, guys, tweet at Cody and get him to watch Steve and Kayla because he will not do it. He tells me all the time, I'll do it eventually. No, you need to do it yesterday.
You need to do it now.
It is worth it because here's what's going to happen. I don't watch Days of Our Lives right now. If Steven Nichols says that, you guys have this on record, on tweet, on Kathy's phone probably. If Steven Nichols comes back to Days of Our Lives, I will watch Days of Our Lives, like, in live time, while Steven Nichols, during the, like, for his duration on the show, or if Peter Russell comes back, because that's what I said. I don't want to watch it with only half of my couples on there. So if Steven Nichols comes back, we all know he said it's straight for Kayla. So I'll watch it. And Cody, if you watched old episodes, you would say the exact same thing, and then you would be online watching their clips when he comes back. You know what I'm saying? He's
probably.
Back. Cody would be online, like, where's the Stephen Campbell scenes? Where's the Stephen Campbell scenes? Because you know the first place, you know the first place Steve's headed is for Kayla when he comes back. Mm-hmm. This is how it's going to be, guys. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's time to stop talking, isn't it? Oh, we have 5 minutes.
Just about.
Announcements. Okay, guys.
Yes.
Tomorrow night, we have Terry Gerald's at 6 o'clock. Then, on the 20th, we have Patsy Pease, because she's amazing, and we're going to laugh our asses off.
You know, I have to say, speaking of Patsy, Patsy Pease has become a very dear friend to both of us.
And she's amazing. And I love her.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I'm working on something.
Take selfies with me.
I'm working on something for the 27th, hopefully. So that will be revealed hopefully soon. And
February the 3rd, we have somebody, don't we? Yeah, we do. I know.
Yeah, but I'm not
going to
say who, because that'll ruin the surprise. I'm not going to say who.
Oh, I already said who on the last show, though.
We did?
We said who on the announcements. Yeah, because you were like, remember we have Carrie Ann on the 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In that case, we have Carrie Ann Jean, a awesome singer-songwriter on the show February 3rd. So
she is awesome. She texts me.
Sweet.
So that was exciting. Okay, what was I going to say? Speaking of people returning to Days of Our Lives, Patsy Pease apparently returned to Days of Our Lives like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch Days of Our Lives, but apparently, like, everybody's reuniting. Like, we're going to have Steve, fingers crossed, knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I can find anything because I'm not going to move, but knock on wood. We're going to have Steve.
But anyway.
We're going to have all the Bradys. And Steve Johnson. I'm bitter over the fact that Kayla changed her name back. Okay. Just in case everyone's... Well, I mean, I'm not blaming her because it was the writers, but...
Right.
Excuse me. She's back to Kayla Brady now, and I'm not okay with that. So, whatever.
You know, and with that, I think I'm going to...
And with that, it's time for me to shut up.
I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, bye.
Well, as we said, the 20th, we're going to have our lovely and talented friend, Miss Patsy Pease, back on the show. And tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, we're so excited to have a lovely, talented, and super sweet singer-songwriter, Miss Haley Gerald, joining us on the show. And with that, I think that'll just about do it for the announcements. I am working on a few things for after February the 3rd that still haven't quite meshed yet. But once I know something, y'all will be the first to know. And also, y'all can find me on Twitter at Weekdays with Murph. That's WKDYS, a shortened version of Weekdays with Murph, MURPH. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.